Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IMA on Selina, S-E-L-I-N-A, Waters, W-A-T-E-R-S. Selina Waters is a 65-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 12-24-22. But at that time, there was a lot of water on the floor and she took a bad fall. But as a result, she twisted her ankle and injured her back and hip. But she went to the emergency room the same day. Paired with this and further evaluation, she remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Paired she did undergo any surgery and completed her course of active treatment in approximately January or February. Period. She denies any previous injuries or problems to the involved areas. Paired, however, she states she subsequently was involved in a pedestrian versus motor vehicle in an accident causing injuries to the left side of her neck and back. Period. This occurred in 2023. Period. The paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Waters alleges she slipped and fell on 12-24-22, sustaining injuries to the lumbar spine, comma, right hip, comma, and right foot. Period. Treatment records show she was seen by podiatrist Dr. Fox. That she was seen at Atlantic Care Emergency Department at 12-25-22, describing a fall from ground level while at work. Period. She underwent x-rays of the right hip and pelvis that showed no acute fracture or malalignment. Period. There were moderate degenerative changes of the hips. Period. She then apparently was treated and released. Period. Paragraph. She was seen orthopedically by Dr. DeVenero on 9-20-23, complaining of right foot and ankle pain. Period. She was performing full duty at work and had already had an MRI. Period. He wrote the MRI found posterior tibialis tendon dysfunction with moderate hypertrophic tendinosis, comma, low-grade interstitial tearing, comma, tendon synovitis with adjacent soft tissue edema and hind foot valgus alignment, comma, mild degenerative changes along the dorsal talonavicular articulation with a small effusion, comma, mild Gruberi, G-R-U-B-E-R-I, bursitis, comma, possible focal split tear of the peroneus brevis just proximal to the lateral malleolus. Period. He would not recommend surgical intervention, but provided her with an ASO brace and referred her for physical therapy. Period. X-rays of the right femur were done on 12-25-22 also and showed no acute fracture or malalignment. Period. X-rays of the right foot that same day showed no acute fracture or malalignment. Period. She had previously undergone a cervical spine MRI on 2-14-16. With neck pain radiating to the left shoulder after a fall 1 month earlier. Period. It showed small central disc herniations, C3-4 and C5-6. Period. Disc pathology was suspected at several upper thoracic levels, and a dedicated MRI of the thoracic spine is suggested for further evaluation. Period. On 11-25-16, she underwent total spine x-rays at the referral of chiropractor Dr. Holvick, H-O-L-V-I-C-K. Period. This was due to neck and low back pain after a fall 1 week ago. Period. Findings were consistent with cervical spasm or strain. Period. There were a few mild degenerative changes in the lower cervical region. Period. There was an essentially unremarkable study of the thoracic spine, apart from a mild thoracolumbar scoliosis. Period. She had a few mild degenerative changes in the upper lumbar region, with no acute lumbosacral findings identified. Dr. Holbeck also had her undergo a lumbar MRI on 129/17. It revealed right larger than left lateral foraminal protrusion type herniations of the L4-5 disc, superimposed upon a broader annular bulge. There is approximation of the undersurface of both exiting L4 nerve root sleeves. There was bilateral foraminal narrowing at L5-S1 is subjectively mild in degree. She had an MRI of the cervical spine, also on 129/17. But there were small central disc herniations at C3-4 and C5-6, unchanged compared to the study of 214/16. Where there was a central disc herniation at C4-5, which was a new finding between studies. New paragraph. On 8/7/23, Dr. DiVenero had her undergo an MRI of the right forefoot. The findings were described in his earlier progress note. She did participate in some physical therapy beginning 10/11/23 for her sprained right ankle. She had already been to NovoCare on 11/28/16 and 12/7/16, also for a sprain of the right ankle involving the tibiofibular ligament. New paragraph. Ms. Waters was seen on 8/3/17 by Dr. Callahan, C-A-L-L-A-G-H-A-N. She reported a slip and fall incident that occurred on 11/18/16 while she was at a mini mart. She was transported by ambulance to the emergency room where she had x-rays and was given a walking boot due to a fracture in her toe. She did have prior cervical spine MRI in February 2016. She said she was feeling good at the time of the aforementioned incident of 11/18/16. The doctor diagnosed numerous conditions, including post-traumatic cervical sprain and strain with radicular complaints, comma, disc herniations at C3-4 and C5-6, parentheses prior, close parentheses, NC4-5, parentheses, new, close parentheses, comma, post-traumatic thoracic sprain and strain, comma, post-traumatic lumbar strain and sprain with radicular complaints, comma, disc herniation at L4-5, comma, disc bulge at L1-2, L2-3, L3-4, and L5-S1, comma, myospasm, comma, and multiple subluxations. Pierce explained Ms. Waters' condition was now in a chronic state. She opined the injuries sustained from this incident are serious and permanent in nature. New paragraph. Previously, she was seen at AtlanticCare on 11/7/16. Complaining of a right ankle injury and foot injury just prior to arrival. She works the roulette table at the casino. A player got upset and slammed his fist on the table, causing a heavy piece of it to fall on her right foot and lower leg. She had immediate pain and had some swelling. She had x-rays of the right foot on 11. On 11:8:16 as well. I think that 11:18:16 as well. Appeared there was a non-displaced fracture associated with the medial aspect of the base of the first dorsal distal phalanx. Questioned. Appeared clinical correlation with direct exam as recommended. Appeared at 12:05:17. She had x-rays of the right wrist and forearm done. Period. She was seen at Shore Orthopedic University Associates on 12/2/16 after sustaining a stubbing injury to her right great toe on 11/18/16. Period. She had been to urgent care and was told she had a fracture in the toe. Appeared she was given a fractured boot and told to tape her toes together. Appeared she was also suffering from a right leg injury that occurred at work. Appeared she asked him about that, but he advised he was not authorized to treat her work injury, and she would have to go back to workers' compensation doctor for that. Appeared Dr. Fox diagnosed a chip fracture of the distal phalanx of the right great toe. Appeared he explained she could wear any shoes in which she was comfortable. Appeared she did not have to stay in the fracture shoe. Appeared she returned to him on 12/18/16 when he felt she had interval healing of the right foot. Appeared she could return to work in a full duty capacity. Period. He wanted her to avoid kicking activities. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed left greater than right bunions, but no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Period. There was mild tenderness of the patient at the left medial greater than lateral malleolus, but there was none on the allegedly injured right foot. Paired feet and ankles normal, thoracic normal, and sacral. She was able to do independent heel lifts bilaterally. Paired. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 60 degrees. Paired extension, bilateral rotation, and side bend were accomplished fully without discomfort. Paired. There was mild tenderness, palpation about the right paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. Period supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the right at 75 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period the rest of that is normal. Impressions. 1/12/24/22, Selena Waters claimed to have injured her right foot and ankle as well as her right hip and lumbar spine after a slip and fall. Appeared she was seen at AtlanticCare where x-rays of the hip, femur, and foot showed no acute findings. Appeared she then was seen at Pivot on-site innovations for further treatment and was referred for physical therapy. Appeared she was discharged and cleared to return to full duty effective 1/20/23. Appeared new paragraph. I have been advised. She then filed a motion with the court on 3/14/23, demanding additional treatment for the right foot and lumbar spine. Appeared, however, she was involved in a subsequent motor vehicle accident on 3/1/23, in which she re-injured her lumbar spine. Appeared, she then amended her treatment request as to the right foot only. Appeared, she was then seen by Dr. DiVernero, as noted on your cover letter. Period. She also had a pre-existing history of right great toe fracture in the past. Period. She also had a fall in a mini-mart on 11/18/16, resulting in widespread injuries. Period. New paragraph to current exam. Found there was tenderness at the contralateral left ankle. Paired there were left greater than right bunions. Paired there was full range of motion of the ankles and feet. Without tenderness, paired provocative maneuvers were negative. Paired she ambulated with a physiologic gait and could heel and toe walk without assistive devices. Paired she could also perform provocative gait maneuvers without difficulty. Paired in the paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot from the event of 12/24/22. Period. On that occasion, she sustained soft tissue injuries that have fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. End.